This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. The 12th annual Northwest Arkansas Soup Sunday, benefiting Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, is this afternoon in Springdale. I spoke with Laura Kellums, director of the organization's Northwest Arkansas office. I began by asking her to describe Advocates' mission in one or two sentences.
We work to change public policies in ways that can improve children's lives. Some examples of that would be the creation of the Our Kids First Children's Health Insurance Program, which actually provides more than half the state's kids access to a doctor now. And another example would be the Arkansas Better Chance Early Childhood Education Program, a pre-K program for low-income kids. And so we work to provide kids more opportunities, and the way that we do that is through public policy change. So we sort of work on the issues of child poverty from a community and society.
And then families is in there too. So by helping families, you also help children.
Right. Yeah. So we're, all the work that we do, the underpinning of it is trying to improve opportunities for kids. And we were looking at low-income kids in particular because statistically their opportunities are fewer. And one way that you can help children have better opportunities is to make sure their families are economically self-sufficient. So that can even include things from tax and budget policies, for example, that make our tax system less dependent on low-income families. And so when we can improve the economic life for those families, then it improves the opportunities for their children as well.
I mean, things like larger deductions for having children or earned income stuff.
Exactly. Right, the earned income tax credit would be a really good example of that.
Well, it makes sense that Advocates has had an office in Little Rock for 35-plus years, mm-hmm. and the office in Northwest Arkansas has been here for 5 years. So it makes sense that it's in Little Rock because that's where the laws are made and passed and stuff. Why have an office in Northwest Arkansas?
One of the reasons we opened an office here is because there's a growing population of children in poverty in this region, believe it or not. So the first reason is we have a lot of kids who need a voice in Northwest Arkansas. But the second reason is we have a growing political clout in Northwest Arkansas. Every time we have a census, we get more and more legislative districts here because our population is growing. And so because we have more and more lawmakers who live in the Washington and Benton County, Northwest Arkansas area, we want to ensure that our voice is here and heard by those lawmakers and that they know when we're talking about kids in need, we're not just talking about kids in other parts of the state. We're talking about kids right here mm-hmm. in Northwest Arkansas.
The Arkansas legislature is in session right now. What sort of things are you advocating for?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have several very specific bills that we're working on, and then some just sort of overarching issues that are important. One of our top priorities this session is to ensure that the state extends the Medicaid coverage to those families who would be eligible under the Affordable Care Act. So that's a controversial issue at this point. But a couple of other examples that aren't health related are we have a juvenile justice bill that was just filed last week by Senator Johnny Key of mm-hmm. Mountain Home. And it would change at the local level, there would be more power for local people to make decisions about how kids would get juvenile justice services. So if they had been found to be, you know, a juvenile offender in some way, and there would be more opportunity for them to get local services rather than being sent to secure confinement in another part of the state.
Keeping them closer to home, right, so that they can have the support mm-hmm. of family, maybe, right?
And it's also called the Arkansas Close to Home Act.
Okay. Maybe that's where I got that.
Yeah, and so that's the idea. So that's one bill. Another bill. We're also working on a bill that would provide more after-school programs for kids. We're constantly trying to remind people how important after-school and summer programs are. We have a bill that would set aside money that the state already has for school districts that have high poverty levels. It would allow the state to set up some pilot programs for after-school programs throughout the state.
Well, so even though you do all this work with the government, mm-hmm. you don't get any funding from the government.
Right. We have, every once in a while, we will have a contract where we'll do some very small specific thing on an issue. But we are more than 95% privately funded organization, just I just want to make sure people understand that there are every once in a while a little mm-hmm. contract or something like that. And I think actually that's what gives our organization its credibility.
Soup Sunday. It's this Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
The reason we're here. Soup Sunday is 4 to 7. On Sunday at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale.
How long has Soup Sunday been around? Because it's in Little Rock also.
Mm-hmm. This is the 12th annual here and the 32nd annual in Little Rock. They just had that last Sunday.
Okay.
And it's one of the oldest fundraisers in Arkansas. We have about 25 restaurants come and serve soup. And people from the public can come and just sample the soup. And even if you're not an Arkansas Advocates person, it's a great way to eat dinner on Sunday and to sample food from lots of different restaurants that you may not get to go into all the time. Yeah, we have a good group of local restaurants, mostly locally owned and locally operated restaurants that donate to us. And so it's a good way for them to reach customers and see, you know, people taste their soup for the first time and realize, oh, that's a delicious restaurant. I need to check that place out. One of the best things about Soup Sunday is that it's really casual and kind of family friendly. So it's a place where people can come and be wearing jeans and be with their kids and hang out. And we have a great volunteer local band that comes, McFetridge family, playing jazz. And the kids dance around and have a good time and eat ice cream. And it's just a nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Well, Sunday just kind of means relaxed anyways. I mean, to me anyways, right. You know, that's Sunday's right. Just, yeah, it's relaxed. Well, so what are some of the restaurants? What are some of the soups that we can expect this Sunday?
We have some great offerings that are just mouthwatering that I've been looking at the list all week and thinking about how great they sound. Alphabetical order here, just a couple of them at the top of the list. BHK Cafe, which is Fayetteville restaurant on the Square, is actually making African sweet potato porridge, which I thought sounded really, okay. really interesting. We also have Vetro 1925 is going to make lobster fennel soup, which sounds totally
anything with lobster
delicious,
sounds
right?
To me.
We have some gumbos and some chili. Bordino's is making cream of potato. We have for the first time some of the Bentonville, a lot more of the Bentonville restaurants that are joining us: Tavola Trattoria and Table Mesa. And we have some Thai soups and other types, just all kinds, basically. If you're into soup, or even if you're just into good food, you can.
Yeah. And it sounds like there's some meat, there's some vegetarian.
Yes.
It's even if you don't eat meat,
right.
You can still come and have some.
Even some gluten-free.
So I've seen things online about muffin tins.
Yeah.
What's up with the muffin tin?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because we really confuse people when we tell them to bring their muffin tins. People who've been going to Soup Sunday for many years, even decades, one of their favorite things to do is bring their own muffin tin, and then they can carry around a lot of these soup samples. The soups at Soup Sunday are served in little sample cups. There, you don't get a big bowl of soup. You just get a little 2-ounce serving. And so you can walk around and get, you know, if you have a muffin tin for a dozen muffins, you can walk around with 12 different samples. You basically can sample as much as you want, as long as the soup lasts. And so people who are longtime attendees will bring their own muffin tins. Sometimes they even decorate them. But you don't have to bring a muffin tin. We have little containers that people can carry the samples
yeah.
around in.
But the muffin tin sounds both easier to carry and sustainable.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, and speaking of sustainable, we have a whole sustainability effort that we've been doing the past couple of years at Soup Sunday. We have a group of volunteers who compost and recycle the waste that we produce. Last year, we only produced about a bag and a half of trash for 600 people who attended. And so we'll be doing that again this year, which is makes us really happy to be able to throw a big event like this and not create a bunch of waste in the process.
Yeah. Well, so you mentioned that you're the only staff member in Northwest Arkansas. So is this event largely volunteer-driven? Do you have a lot of help?
Yes. Yes, we have a great committee who's been doing it longer than the Northwest Arkansas office has even been open. With a small staff statewide, it only takes people who really mm-hmm. care about this organization to make it right. happen, and Soup Sunday is a good example of that.
Okay. Soup Sunday from 4 to 7?
4 to 7 at the Convention Center in Springdale. That's right there at 540 and 412 next to the Holiday Inn.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
The 12th annual Soup Sunday, benefiting Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, is this afternoon at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale. It is from 4 to 7. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.